Hello everyone, my name is Faye, and this is Be For Real. At times, many of us live in a bubble and decide to stay away from many life elements. But there comes a time in life when we all must face many elements of life and just be for real about them. If we cannot be for real with ourselves, why should anyone else trust us? Welcome to the new beginning. Hey everyone, this is Faye and I want to thank you for tuning in to Be For Real. And I just want to start off by saying happy Memorial Day to all our servicemen and servicewomen, all those that have served already. We appreciate you and completely, wholeheartedly appreciate all that you have done and all that many of you are continuously doing. Now, Eleanor Roosevelt once stated, "With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts." Very true. And as we come to an ending of Mental Health Awareness Month, which was started to be observed in the United States about 1949, just wanted to highlight a couple things about mental health and what many of us are blindsided to, I should say. I'm no medical professional, nor do I go down that path, but I am a realist. I am someone that don't live for the world, but I do observe what is happening in and around the world as a human being. So I just want to thank you again for tuning in to Be For Real, and I hope you enjoy the podcast, and thank you again for tuning in. So let's get right into it today. So for the ending of May of 2021, Mental Health Awareness Month, did you check in with yourself? Did you really observe your habits and the way that what you're doing and what you're saying affects yourself and others around you? We must really take time to be for real and acknowledge what we do personally that can affect the next person down the line and or those that are around us currently. Like, it comes to a realization for me this month that no matter what trials and tribulations you may go through as a person, you must check in with yourself mentally, emotionally, socially, physically, just to make sure that you're okay with yourself. So I want everyone to just take a moment and reflect on May 2021 and really reflect on yourself and see, hey, am I okay? What has transpired in the first 5 months up to this point of we're about to hit the next month to end half of the year already? Am I okay? Did I do anything that can harm others and or their mental state? Am I doing all that I can do for myself to make sure that I'm mentally aware and okay? Let's take a moment and think about that. Let's be for real. Hey, I hope you took that time to really evaluate and kind of think for yourself, am I okay? What can I change? What can I do? How can things progress? What should I do personally to better myself and or my mental state and or those that are around me, and how do I affect them? Mother Teresa stated, be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. I'm gonna say it again. Mother Teresa stated, be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. Many people look at situations and think that's their breaking point. That's their lowest of their lowest. But when it comes to it, if you have enough faith, as small as a mustard seed, that's all you need. As small as a mustard seed, it can speak volumes into what can change within you to build you up to the next level, mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, in relationships and friendships and so much more as a person. So looking into Mental Health Awareness Month, like I was looking at, of course, since it's Memorial Day, I really wanted to speak on our vets and many of us socially and personally. It comes to realization that looking at the statistics, it states in 2018, more than 1.7 million veterans received treatment in the VA medical and the mental health specialty program. 2018, 1.7 million. In 2017, it says that nearly 1 in 5 U.S. adults live with mental health illness. That's 46.6 million in 2017. Many of them that are stated are like in depression, anxiety disorder, schizophrenia, bipolar disease, stress, like suicidal thoughts, and it, there's so many ongoing and new developments that are still coming about in the year of 2021 that we're still somewhat in the unknown, but it takes a lot to actually sit there and say, this is not right. I need help. And it's okay to say we need help because check on your strong friend. The one that is smiling when you feel like they should be completely crumbled up like a little ball in the corner because of everything that they are facing. You never know about that friend that could have been a military vet and are going through so much mentally and socially that you just don't know how to help. Ask for help in just that aspect alone. How can I help my friend? How can I help my family member? Because there are so many individuals in this world that are faced or have mental health concerns, and they're not being addressed by family members, and they're pushing it off to the side as if everything is okay. Sometimes everything is not okay, and it's okay not to be okay, but it has to be acknowledged, and we really need to take that initiative at times if that one individual is not willing to admit it, to kind of help them along and be like, hey, we love you, this is for the best, but we feel that some things need to change, and we will be there with you every step of the way. And I commend the many family members and friends and associates that have acknowledged that in a friend or a relative and took that initiative for them and with them to help them along on their journey. Because the journey's not easy. It's very difficult. I can only imagine with medication and dosage changes and, unfortunately, wrong diagnosis. Everyone is not perfect. And some of us, we need a little bit more help than others. So it's okay to ask for help if you don't know how to help another. It's one of those be for real moments that you finally come to a realization like, oh my God, I don't have the answers. Like, what can I do? Where can I get this help? Who should I call? who can I trust to talk to about this? And it's okay. It just comes to, again, to that realization, like, hey, my friend needs help. Can you help me to help them? Help me to help them. And that speaks on true friendship, on family bondage. And it's a beautiful thing when you have those around you and you're surrounded by those that tremendously have an admiration and love for you and are willing to help. And if you're if you are that individual and you're just, you're cut off from the idea of receiving help from anyone around you, be open to it. There's nothing wrong with getting some help. There's nothing wrong with opening up to an individual. Professionals are here to help you. They're not here to judge you. They're not here to speak ill about you or have a conference and completely put out all your information. There are many people of this world that are willing to help. And it takes a lot to really say, hey, I'm one of them. I need help. How can you help me to overcome this traumatic event? How can you help me to address this traumatic event? Like, my mood is jumping from here to there. I don't understand who I am. Or the individuals, unfortunately, that have gone towards substance abuse to somewhat ease the pain or ease their emotional awareness. And it's a scary notion because, unfortunately, many people are succumbed to those situations and they're unable to pull themselves out and they get deeper and deeper and deeper. I really want to take another be for real moment and think, who around me can I trust to speak about what I'm going through? Are they really there for me? Because I need someone that's really there for me. I want everyone to take some time out and just think for yourself, like, who's in my corner? Many people have people in their corner, but are they there rooting for you? Or are they on the opposite team? And that's just a reality to life. So I want to take another moment. I want us all to be for real, because for Mental Health Awareness Month, it's one thing to know of mental health, but it's another to actually be aware of the mental health capacity or the mental health issues that many of us are facing, that we don't have that individual in our corner to back us up. So let's be for real. Welcome back. Now, if you need to take a pause or need to start from the beginning, and or just want a little bit more time to just be for real, please pause this. Take the time, all you need, write it out, anything that you need to do. Because again, mental health awareness has been here since 1949. But many of us just kind of just view it as another month, another celebration, or whatever which way many people want to view it. But it's time that we actually bring attention to it. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 states, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." We have the power to be in control. We have the love of many around us that gives us that strength. And we have that self-discipline to be aware of what we need to do and how we need to act and how we can actually seek for that help that we need. I hope you all enjoyed your month, and I hope you guys truly did reflect on your mental health this month and truly viewed more aspects that could be addressed within yourself, within your family, within your loved ones, in every which way. Because at the end of the day,
there's many, but sometimes, many times, it takes that one to make that change and or build onto that change that's in progress. So I hope you all enjoy the podcast. Please tune in and please share. Mental Health Awareness Month, it's every year in May, but that should not be the only time frame to which it should be addressed and where it should be looked into and or brought attention to. I really hope every day is a new day in which you truly reevaluate yourself and those around you and be for real and take that moment to yourself. Because again, there's nothing wrong with taking that mental break from everything around you. Because again, we've been in a pandemic since 2020. Now it's 2021. School year is about to end and it's time. It's almost half of the year is gone. But it does not excuse not being for real and taking a moment to just tend to yourself. And there's nothing wrong with tending to those you love. As long as you never lose sight of your own mental health, your own self-care. Tomorrow is tomorrow and today is today. So let's take some time today to be prepared for tomorrow and still be prepared for the unknown, even though many of it is known. Although it's, to me, it's trigonometry. But just be for real and continue to be blessed. Thank you for listening to Be For Real with Faye.